Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of Talking Halos. I am your host today, Jared Timms, and I am joined alongside my co-host, my partner in crime today, Nate Green. And we have a special episode. Wasn't even going to put one out in the afternoon. Usually, as you guys know, put out in the morning, but breaking news we have to talk about this. The Angels released Albert Pujols. Nate, I haven't even gotten to you to see how you're doing. I think I know how you're doing, but let's get our initial thoughts about this. Like, I don't even know. I guess we'll just kind of jump into it and see how this podcast goes. I don't think it's going to be too long. Let's just see how it goes. How do you feel about it?
I'm shocked, honestly. Watching Albert Pujols since I've grown up, getting to see him play from his really good days in St. Louis to his decent days in Anaheim, I'm shocked. You don't really see superstars get cut, and especially a superstar making as much money as he does. So yeah, definitely, just like wow.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The gotta throw some credit their way. The initial report came from Mark Feinzen, I think is how you pronounce his name. If you guys listen to this podcast, you know I suck at names, but yeah, it is for me. I mean, when the news first came out, shocked. I was speechless. I didn't even know. It was a crazy turn of events. I mean, before we get on to, you know, really our, I don't even know, our deep thoughts, in a sense. I don't know if that's the right word for it. But before we get on to really analyzing this, that's the correct terminology for it. Before we get on to analyzing this, the initial thoughts were like, wow, what is going on? Like, what does this world come to, in a sense? You know, like, how do we comprehend this? What happened? It didn't make sense, I think, is the best way to put it. I don't think it still really makes sense. I mean, it makes sense after everything that's now been put out, and we'll kind of go over everything that's been put out. But yeah, the initial thoughts were just, this doesn't really make sense, and something crazy has to have happened. You know, right?
I agree.
Yeah, so just want to say thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. If you could subscribe to this podcast, give us a review, a 5-star review if you think we deserve it. And, you know, share this podcast with a fellow friend, especially this podcast. We're going to kind of give our thoughts about this whole dilemma, in a sense, I think, that's going on with the Angels over the past couple years. And I think this is just kind of the tip of the iceberg, in a sense, of everything that's been going on. And, you know, we'll kind of just see where it goes. But, yeah, if you guys could subscribe, follow us on all our social medias, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can follow myself at Jared_Timms. You can follow Nate at NateGreen34. And give us 1 second to pay the bills. Some mornings you wake up feeling ready to just pull the covers back over your head and go back to sleep. No judgment, of course, but let's make having the most comfortable sheets the reason why. Don't love your sheets? Brick Linen has you covered. They work directly with the manufacturers to make luxury available directly to you without those luxury level markups. And Brookline is much more than just sheets. They've got comforters, pillows, towels, even loungewear, and so much more. So go to brooklinen.com and use the promo code BUDS, BUDS, to get 25% off when you spend $100 or more. Plus, you get free shipping. Check out the description box for more, but that's brooklinen.com and enter promo code BUDS, all in capitals, to get $25 off when you spend $100 or more. Plus, you get free shipping. All right, let's talk about this a little bit more. We'll dive deeper into this whole Albert Pujols saga. Nate, question for you first. I mean, I don't even know how to phrase this without phrasing it in a bad way, in a sense, but is this a long time coming, do you think? Like, do you think Pujols just, you know, like, over the past couple years was, like, more and more fed up with what has been going on, or do we think that this just kind of happened overnight?
I would say it's a little bit of, I would lean more towards things have been escalating for the past couple of years, especially this is his third different general manager, his third different manager is, he's just had a lot of turnover, and I don't know how much he actually has been involved in any of those processes. I would say he probably was not involved too heavily in any of them. But yeah, I definitely think that the way that baseball is going more analytical has really made him more frustrated. I think that was part of the reason why he wanted to be an Angel. One, he wanted to be in Southern California. But Mike Socha was really just trying to win ball games the old-fashioned way. And it worked out for Mike a long time. So I think this definitely has been something that has been brewing for the past couple of years.
I agree. I really do. You know, Pujols has always said he wants to continue to play as long as he thinks he can play. And the Angels don't think he can play anymore. A lot of people probably don't think he can play anymore. I think there's still some left in the tank. And as this day has kind of gone along, the more and more I've been thinking about it, it's difficult to produce numbers when you're not playing on a daily basis. Granted, Albert Pujols, 41 years old, but I mean, Nate, you and I know it's not easy to produce when you're not getting the everyday reps. So again, nothing against the Angels. The Angels have had better options. Everybody would like to see Jared Walsh over Albert Pujols. And that's been the case this year. Jared Walsh has been one of the best players in baseball this year, to be honest. Like probably top 20 player in baseball. And Albert Pujols just doesn't do that anymore. But and siding with Pujols a little bit on this side of things, it is very difficult to produce at a major league level if you're not getting those everyday reps. And we see that all the time. Whether it's Albert Pujols or Mike Trout or anybody, it's difficult to do anything. So this coming from the Mike DiGiovanna from the LA Times, according to sources, Angels slugger Albert Pujols was upset. He wasn't in the lineup to face Rays left-handed pitcher, starter, bullpen guy Ryan Yarbrough last night. The decision to bench him came from front office, not Joe Maddon. Pujols in his career against Yarbrough is 6-for-9 with 2 home runs, 2 doubles, and 7 RBIs. I mean, that's tough to swallow, isn't it, Nate?
Yeah, I mean, even if you look at the splits, not even just Ryan Yarbrough, but how he's done against left-handed pitchers this year, I think he's sitting somewhere around that 250, 253 mark, which, to be honest, as an Angel, he's really lived around that 250 to 270 range, maybe a 280 one time, but he's been right around that range his whole career with the Angels, around that 250 mark. And I believe he had 4 of his 5 home runs come against lefties, so it's not like he was an absolute scrub against left-handed pitchers.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this was just the breaking point for Albert. I really do think it was, and it's tough that it came like this and came at this time. And timing is an interesting thing too. I kind of want to bring up as well when it comes down to this. And it's actually funny because we talked about this last night, didn't we, Nate?
Yeah.
We talked about the lineup. Honestly, we didn't know a thing. I don't think anybody really knew a thing. A lot of people were shocked. Sent out text messages, tried to figure out what was going on. Everybody was shocked about it. Like first couple things, like wow, like stunned. Everybody was absolutely shocked about what this whole thing was, and shocked. Honestly, I'm kind of dumbfounded. We talked about this lineup last night, and
worst lineup thrown out all year.
Yeah, and it's kind of the fact that the Angels decided to DH Phil Gosselin over anybody over Albert Pujols. Like, the fact that Phil Gosselin is the reason at the moment, and not saying that he's the reason, because it's let's be fair here, it's been brewing for a while. It really has been. Like, we won't know the extent of what has gone on in the background, and I don't think we ever will, because Albert Pujols is a private guy. He's a respectful guy. He understands the nature of the game. He gets that the game is a business, and some of this stuff doesn't need to be said to the public or to the media. I'd be shocked if Albert Pujols said anything bad about the Angels. I could be wrong. There could be a lot of stuff that comes out that's not good, but I think that Albert Pujols will keep to himself for the most part. I don't think that there's going to be a lot. We're not going to find out a whole lot, I don't think. I think it's going to stay pretty quiet. But the timing of this whole thing is very interesting as well, I think. I mean, the last year of his contract, Nate, that was the first thing that you brought up when we talked about it a little bit earlier this morning, was this is just a weird time to do this. You know, I mean, I know I get that Albert Pujols still thinks that he can play, and I get that Albert Pujols knows he can still play, and we've seen it, he can still play. Like, there's no issue there, but if you're the Angels, or if you're Albert Pujols, and you know this, why not do it a couple years ago? You know, like, it didn't make sense. It doesn't feel like the Angels wanted to do this at all. You know, the Angels are just granting Albert Pujols his wishes, but it just comes at a weird time, doesn't it, Nate?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you noted last night, Triple A season starts tonight. So that's a big thing that Triple A has not even played. So you can't really say that we have a guy who's ready and has dominated Triple A and, you know, ready to go out there and dominate the big leagues. So that's one curious thing. The other curious thing to me is we're in May. The Angels are struggling right now. It's just like, okay, I understand if this is July, maybe even June, and the Angels are right there with the Astros or the A's neck and neck for first place, and they're like, you know what, like, Pujols kind of feels like dead weight. Let's cut him, and let's go get some young kid who's ready to help us at the big league level. But you do it in May when it's still early. Nobody's really played any minor league games yet. I think we've had, what, two minor league games for high A and low A, one for double A and zero for triple A. So it's just like weird timing. I would have definitely either done this a couple years ago or maybe even said, hey, Albert, how about we think about retiring instead of doing this? Because I just think this is a bad look for the Angels.
Yeah, let's just jump right into how this looks to the Angels. I totally agree with you. This is not a good look for the Angels at all. I don't think, especially with the Angels' past, the way things have evolved in the past couple of years, and the way that the Angels have been the past couple of years, this is just not going to be a good look. This isn't a good look, and it's not going to be a good look down the road for anybody who comes in that wants to come into this organization or who is wanting to come in just because of this. I mean, the track record is there, and I think it's just going to be ugly. I think it's going to get very ugly. I'm very interested to see how the team responds to this tonight and to see what happens. I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, the Angels lost 10 straight. I really wouldn't be. Like, would you?
No, and I mean, I told you that yesterday before the game. I go, the Angels are probably going to lose 8 out of their next 10 with no Rendon, and just kind of looking at the lineup they threw out there last night, and if that was going to be something that was going to be continued, it was going to be a rough, you know, 10 to 15 games without Anthony Rendon. But now no Albert Pujols. The guy that I'm really most curious to see is, how does Mike Trout respond? We have heard over the years how big of an influence Albert Pujols has been in the maturing of Mike Trout, just helping him. You've brought this up everywhere. Anywhere Albert Pujols is, Mike Trout is like right there. It's like, how is Mike Trout going to respond to this? Is he going to take a little bit of a, hey, that was my really good friend, I'm not real happy about this, maybe he asked for a night off, I don't know. But I'm really curious to see how what if he starts to struggle? What do the Angels do? You know, do they call Albert Pujols back and say, hey, can you come help Mike Trout? I don't know. I'm not saying Mike Trout's going to struggle. I don't think he will. But I'm just saying, who knows what could happen?
Oh, no, I'm in full agreement with you there. I mean, I've said it multiple times. I know a lot of people don't like the contract that Albert Pujols is on. And a lot of people don't like how Albert Pujols has played. And I'm right there with you guys. Like, it's not a good contract. Albert Pujols has been declining. But what we don't see is the things that Albert Pujols does in the clubhouse, what Albert Pujols does in the community, and what Albert Pujols has done for Mike Trout, you know, maturing him. Albert Pujols and Mike Trout have gone hand in hand for the past 10 years. It's going to be weird not seeing Albert Pujols out there first off. Like, that's a very weird thing to see. But the clubhouse presence is going to be very, very different. And I don't think there's a dude in there anymore that really is the dude. You know, there's not, Albert Pujols isn't there. Like, I don't know how else to put it. Like, that is your leader in the clubhouse, and now he's not there. It'll be interesting to see how the Angels respond in general. And I just don't know. I don't know. Like, you can tell, like, I am kind of dumbfounded for words. I don't really understand the move. I understand it from Pujols' side of it, but if I was the Angels, this is a bad look. It really, really is, and I hope it doesn't affect the Angels. It actually, you know what? It's going to affect the Angels down the road. It really will. I hope 100%. It doesn't. What was that?
100%. It's going to affect them.
Yeah, it's a leadership type of thing, and that's something that we've hit on last year in particular. That the Angels had no leadership. I mean, in a sense, Albert Pujols was there, but it's tough. The Angels don't have a lot of leadership. They really don't. I mean, that's what they kind of tried to bring in this year. Dexter Fowler was a big piece of it, and he's no longer there. Albert Pujols is
not there.
Well, he's there, but he's not there. Like, yeah, he's there, but he's not there. Albert Pujols is a big part of it, leadership-wise, for mentoring the players, and not to mention what Albert Pujols does for the Latin community of things. I mean, the Angels, when you look at the international side of things, and you look at these young players and where they want to go sign, New York in particular, Miami in particular, those are highly Latin communities. The White Sox is a big one because of some of the players that they have there. Luis Robert, Eloy Jimenez is a big name there.
Jose Abreu
is a huge name there, and you see the White Sox thrive in the international side of things, and I think the Angels have gotten decently okay at the international side of things, and I think Albert Pujols is a big help, and all of a sudden now you're losing your international ties too. That's a big part of it as well. So another last thing I kind of want to address before we let everybody go, or before we give our final thoughts, Artie Moreno had to say this about the entire situation. The Angels organization proudly signed Albert Pujols in 2011 and are honored that he has worn an Angels jersey for nearly half of his Hall of Fame career. Albert's historic accomplishments, both on and off the field, serve as an inspiration to athletes everywhere, and his actions define what it means to be a true superstar. Since his rookie of the year season in 2001, Albert and his wife Deidre have generously given their time and resources to countless charities throughout the world. We are thankful to the entire Pujols family and the Angels. Oh, that's what Artie Moreno had to say. My bad. I'm horrible at reading as well, but what do we have to say about this?
It is what it is. I think Artie's got to say something nice, but I don't think just hearing that, it doesn't sound like it was. It sounds more like it was a personal decision, like, hey, he's not performing, let's get him out of here. Because they said a lot of really nice things about him as a person and not too much about him as a baseball player. And I know he's a big Christian guy, and he wants to be remembered as a good person and things like that. But I mean, the career that he's had, let's talk a little bit more about, you know, some of the great accomplishments he had, rather than just say, oh, he had some accomplishments. Like, the dude has been unbelievable throughout his entire career. He's got over 600 homers. He's got over 3,000 hits. Like, there are just things that he has done that not too many people in the game have done. And I don't know. I feel like they didn't really treat him properly in the way they sent him off.
Yeah, it's tough. I think that's going to be one of the even tougher aspects of it, is the way that he gets sent off here. Like, no thank you, Albert Pujols. No, none of that stuff. Granted, well, I'll just rattle off his stats right now as an Angel. He slashed .256, .311, .447 with a .106 WRC plus in just over 5,000 plate appearances. He rattled off almost 1,200 hits, 214 doubles, one triple. Nate, if you can remember that triple, I'll give you nothing but an accolade. I don't know. I don't even remember that triple. 222 home runs, 561 runs, 783 RBIs, and 31 stolen bases. back on to the send-off. Yeah, it's going to be tough. Like, I was really hoping for a we were even talking about it. Like, at some point, we need an Albert Pujols appreciation podcast, and this is kind of it in a sense. And you can kind of, if you're listening to this, you can tell how me and Nate feel about this. You really can. And you can tell that we're not all that enthusiastic about the move that was just made. I'm not to speak for Nate, but I think that that's kind of where we stand, right?
Yeah, and I totally understand where some fans could be like, hey, this is great. We got this guy out of here. I get it. I totally do, because I think you and I were a year or two ago, we were like, hey, can we find a way to get him to retire or something? Which, you know, I get it. But the timing of this and everything, the way they went about it, it's just, it's not right to a guy who's had an unbelievable career. The only thing that I could compare this to is A-Rod. But at least A-Rod retired and not got cut, really. It was more of like, hey, A-Rod, we want to cut you, and he kind of retired instead. So that's the only thing that you really can compare this to. It's just I'm curious to see what happens if any other superstar thinks about coming to Anaheim. Do they say, I better be good for my whole length of my contract, otherwise they're going to get rid of me? And the way they get rid of people there, you know, they just kind of kick you to the side and move on. They aren't really nice about it. This could be something that haunts the Angels for multiple years, not just this year.
Yeah, I mean, however, a lot of teams do this, not to this magnitude, but...
And with a superstar who's making $25 million, it does happen where teams do kill people, they move on from them or whatever, but this is a guy who's making $30 million. He's a Hall of Famer, hands down. First ballot, you just don't see this.
No. Yeah, I firmly agree with you there. I just don't know what to make of it. It's going to be interesting to see how the Angels as a unit respond to this. And, you know what this kind of reminds me of? And Nate, I don't know if you're a big hockey fan, but when the Ducks got rid of Corey Perry, that's what this kind of feels like to me, in a sense. You know, lifelong Duck. Not a lifelong Angel in Albert Pujols, but an Angel for the past 9 years. Corey Perry being a lifelong Duck, just kind of throwing him off to the side, in a sense, saying, you know, we don't want you, we don't need you. Not that that's, you know, what has happened here or what happened with the Ducks, but that's just kind of the feeling that you get. And, you know, you said it well. A lot of fans have been saying this. Even we've said it on occasion, like, man, how do you get Albert Pujols to retire? How would you get Albert Pujols out of here? But this definitely isn't the way we wanted to see him go. I know, you know, a lot of fans are happy about this, but let's talk about this in 10, 15, 30 days and see where the Angels are, because I just don't know how the Angels are going to respond to this at all. So, final thoughts, Nate. Question for you: does Albert Pujols sign with another team now?
That was going to be my final thought. I was going to ask you, what team do you think he signs with? Yeah. I do think he signs one more contract just to finish out this year. I don't think he really wants to end his career in May, on May the 6th of 2021. I think he wants to really finish the year, maybe even with a playoff team. So the two teams that I would say that he signs with, and you can call me crazy, but obviously the first one's going to be brought up as St. Louis. I know that they have Paul Goldschmidt. He's probably not going to play that much there. But I think he would just enjoy being back there in St. Louis with an opportunity to be in the playoffs. That team, I know the Central didn't really have a clear-cut winner this year, but they are the best team on paper, most likely. So that's my first team. And then the second team, sneaky team, Andrew Vaughn has not been playing that well. You could send Andrew Vaughn down to AAA, let him get a little bit more extra seasoning, bring Albert Pujols in there, and reunite him with his boy Tony La Russa in Chicago, and maybe they go make a postseason run, and Albert Pujols can finish his years with the White Sox.
Two interesting teams. I don't know if Cardinals work, just because it's an NL team. If we talked about this last year, I would say, well, the DH rule, but I don't know if the Cardinals necessarily work. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see him back with Yachty. The White Sox make sense. The White Sox do make a lot of sense. I hope that would be an interesting dynamic there, because of something that we mentioned, you know, just about 5-10 minutes ago, is that international presence that they have. And I wouldn't surprise me if the White Sox might push for that, just to continue to push that international side of things. And if I'm going to add in one more team, I don't know. I don't think it happens, but for some reason, the Texas Rangers, I don't know why, you know, but for me, that kind of just makes a little bit of sense going to Texas and doing their thing. And I don't know where else it really would make sense. Somebody said Oakland, you know, as a joke, like he's going to go bat 300 in Oakland. That would make sense as well. But I don't know. I don't know what to make of this. This could be, you know, kind of the beginning of the end for the Angels. I hope it's not. I hope that the Angels capitalize on this. I hope that we see Rendon get hurt, healthy, should I say, get not hurt anymore, stay off that IL. We hope that Trout stays healthy and continues to bash the ball. We hope that Walsh continues to see play time. But, man, it'll be very interesting to see what the Angels do down the road here. So
I got one last team for you, Jared.
What do you got?
Red Sox. Bobby Dalbec is their starting first baseman. He has struggled. He can go to Boston, possibly get that team in the playoffs, and maybe play Pepper with that monster in left field.
Yeah, no, I can see that too. That's another interesting spot for him to land. If he's going somewhere, it'll be an AL team. I would assume it's on some type of minor league deal. You send him down to. I don't know if he takes a minor league deal though. That's an interesting thing. I don't know if he takes a minor league deal. I think that he's going to want a major league deal, and I don't think he would get a major league deal in too many places. Maybe a team takes a chance on him, but
they'd be paying him league minimum. So I think a team, whether it's a minor league or major league deal, it really doesn't bother the team.
Well, you have to pay him league minimum, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So yes. Yeah. That's I think where we stand here. I think you can tell where Nate and myself stand. I know the fan base is fairly happy at this. Give it a little while. Let's see how the Angels respond to this. Let's see what happens, because this is just unprecedented. This doesn't happen in baseball. Like, it just probably shouldn't happen, to be honest. So, guys, as always, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. You can follow myself at Jared_Timms on Twitter. You can follow Nate at NateGreen34. Please subscribe to this podcast. Leave us a review. And as always, have a great rest of your day.